If you've experienced death in your immediate family, you'll identify with this. So you're grieving when this happens, but you're also going through your contacts to tell everyone. You're writing the obituary, making funeral arrangements. It can be so overwhelming. And then you get the bill for the funeral arrangements in the thousands of dollars. For some families, it's just too much. But there's only so much anyone can do to help. The limits of indigent burials on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, April 15th. First up, the New York State budget is now 2 weeks late. Lawmakers came back to Albany this afternoon to pass a fourth extender to keep government running. Karen DeWitt reports.
Republicans, who are in the minority party in state government, criticized Democrats, including Governor Kathy Hochul and the leaders of the legislature, for failing to come to an accord on a spending plan that was due back on April 1st. Senator Tom O'Meara, the ranking GOP member on the Senate Finance Committee, spoke on the Senate floor as another budget extender was approved.
And we should be working far more diligently to get this job done, rather than just extending the budget deadline.
Issues that are dividing Hochul and the Democrats in the legislature include a housing package, how to distribute school aid, and how much to spend on Medicaid, including whether to make changes to a popular home health care program. Hochul and the Democratic leaders have said little publicly about exactly what divides them or the status of negotiations. Assembly Minority Leader William Barclay decried the lack of transparency. He says in earlier days, the Albany adage was three men in a room. That described the private meetings held between governors and the two majority party legislative leaders. Now he says there are two women and one man, but the dynamic has not changed.
It used to be always three men in a room. They're making backroom doors. It wasn't helpful to New Yorkers. Don't hear much about that now. It's three Dems in the room.
Senator Jim Todisco, also a Republican, made an analogy to the recent total solar eclipse. He says his constituents don't like the secrecy, and they don't like it when lawmakers don't meet their deadlines.
They said it would take 24 years to have the second eclipse. I never thought we'd see the second eclipse so soon, because it's happening right here on the New York State budget right now. Total darkness.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Liz Krueger, who is part of the Democratic majority, admits there is frustration over the budget delays. But she says her constituents would rather have a good budget that's slightly late than an on-time spending plan that doesn't address some key issues.
As long as we are paying our bills, we are assuring people that the government of New York State continues to operate. There is no interference in any issue or work that needs to be done. I actually think our constituents probably are talking to us about specific issues in the budget that they hope are in the final budget, or they hope are not in. And I think that's exactly what we are trying to do.
Krueger says a budget agreement might be reached before the Passover holiday begins on April 22nd, but she concedes it might not be. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
April is Financial Aid Awareness Month in New York State. It comes as thousands of students nationwide are struggling with financial aid delays. That's because of a major glitch in the application known as FAFSA. Nationally, there were 30% fewer FAFSA applications submitted this year compared to the same period last year. On Friday, SUNY Chancellor John King said New York's FAFSA application numbers are a little bit better, but not by much.
So that's very worrisome. At SUNY, we're just now getting information from the U.S. Education Department on the applications that were submitted. So the picture isn't clear yet, but we're doing everything we can.
SUNY schools delayed the tuition deposit deadline to May 15th, and SUNY's holding information sessions, community events, and working with high schools to engage students and their families in the FAFSA process. King says the goal is to make more New Yorkers aware of the many resources available to pursue post-secondary education.
Whether that's a one-year certificate or a two-year associate's degree or a four-year bachelor's degree, there's federal aid, state aid. In fact, at SUNY, 52% of our students go tuition free because of the federal Pell Grant program and the New York State Tuition Assistance Program.
Earlier this month, the Biden administration announced another round of student loan forgiveness programs. According to the White House, the Biden administration has now approved $146 billion in student debt relief for 4 million Americans. The cost of a funeral can overwhelm a family. In the North Country, almost one in five families lives below the federal poverty line, and some people don't have the money to bury loved ones when they die. Funeral homes do those burials anyway, with partial reimbursements from the government. This month, St. Lawrence County agreed to increase those reimbursements. That'll be good for funeral homes, but it won't help the families who struggle to pay for burial and cremation. Lucy Grinden reports.
When a loved one dies, a simple funeral can easily cost $10,000. Even the most basic burial with no funeral is about $5,000. Cremation is $3,000. Paul McKay is the director of the funeral home in downtown Canton. He says some people simply can't afford that.
Oftentimes it's like, here's the deal. We don't have any money, and I don't believe mom has any either. What do we do? So then that's when the funeral home says, well, we could apply to the county to see if they would help us.
The county reimburses funeral homes for what are called indigent burials for people who are extremely poor. But very few burials are eligible. The county's paid for just 129 of them per year on average over the past 5 years. Plenty of people here can't take on a $5,000 burial expense, but lots of those people don't qualify for help.
The ones that don't are generally like right on the edge. And honestly, I feel badly for them because they're truly the working poor. It's cut and dry. It's like once you get past this limit of income, there's no assistance.
In order to qualify, the deceased person's legally responsible relatives, that's spouses and parents, have to have less than $1,500 in available resources. That means they could be living on Social Security and SNAP benefits with very little in savings. But if they have a house or a life insurance policy, they're unlikely to qualify. And according to McKay, the Canton funeral director, costs have gotten even higher over the past few years with inflation. The price of a casket alone has increased by about $300.
Everything in our business has gone up just as much as anybody else's has.
Last December, Jefferson County upped its indigent burial reimbursements. Then St. Lawrence County reached out to its local Funeral Directors Association. McKay is the association's president.
The county came to us and said, hey, we know the other counties are doing this. Would you be interested in speaking with us? We understand that you guys are due for an increase. And they were like, yeah, you know, absolutely.
For the past decade, the county's been paying about $1,800 for each indigent burial. The state's been adding another $900. Altogether, funeral homes have only been getting back about half of what it actually costs them to do the burials. Earlier this month, the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators adopted a resolution to raise reimbursements by about $1,000. McKay says the increase will be helpful for funeral homes. But it won't do anything for the families struggling with rising funeral costs who don't qualify for indigent burial. Lucy Grinden, North Country Public Radio.
All the reporting you hear on Story of the Day is made possible by your donations. NCPR has managed to avoid the layoffs that are bringing journalism nationwide to a crisis. And that's squarely because of your generosity. Help pay for local journalism. It's the last week of our spring fundraiser, and your contribution matters now. Go to ncpr.org/give to do your part. Thank you so much. Music today by Gretchen Kohler and Daniel Kelly of Potsdam and Paul Myers of Colton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.